Woman has been granted bail on fraud charges after she was mistakenly transferred $4.6 million by Westpac. The 21-year-old was arrested last night at Sydney Airport. She was about to board a flight to Malaysia. It's alleged the $4.6 million was wrongly made available in her account in 2012 when she was 17. The 21-year-old spent $3.3 million of the money on luxury items. She's now facing a number of charges, including dishonestly obtaining financial advantage by deception. Dr. Matthew Beard, moral philosopher at the Ethics Centre, is on the line. Doctor, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay. She didn't steal the money, right?
No, she didn't steal the money. But that doesn't mean that everything is in the clear.
If someone deposits money into your account, isn't it yours?
Well, first of all, I think there's still some contention about whether this was a deposit or whether this was overdraft that was mistakenly made available on her account, which means that it wasn't actually hard cash, but that, you know, her limit was higher than what it is. But whether it comes to you by a mistake or not matters. You know, so you could, for example, have had a number written differently. So one digit different, and suddenly you get a transfer that you weren't supposed to get. That absolutely doesn't make that money yours either, any more than a postie mistakenly putting a birthday card into your letterbox rather than someone else's, and you finding $50 in cash and deciding to keep that when it was addressed to somebody else.
So is it, well, it is, clearly. It's illegal to not declare it if someone accidentally puts money into your account that's not yours.
Yeah, well, look, whether it's legal or not, I'm not a lawyer, so I couldn't say, but it's certainly not the right thing to do. If you weren't expecting to get a transfer of millions of dollars and suddenly it shows up in your bank account, it's pretty clear that you should be letting someone know about that. In the same way as if you suddenly woke up in the morning and there was a briefcase with $4 million in cash on your doorstep, you should be letting someone know about that for obvious reasons. You know, you could be caught up in some kind of illicit activity. It could be someone else's that was intended for them that they need for some serious reason. So to just hold on to it and think, you know, that because you didn't steal it, that you're in the clear, I think is a bit of a cop-out.
All right. There's not a lot of sympathy out there for the banks, is there, when it comes to these things?
Look, we think that the banks are these really big organisations, and so when they are in error, that we can reap the benefits of that and get one up. But at the end of the day, the banks are commercial organisations, and they're going to pass these costs back on to the consumer. So if the bank has to write off $4.6 million, they need to make that money back somewhere, and eventually that's going to be in fees that are passed on to every single consumer. And that's part of their responsibility. Look, there isn't a lot of sympathy out there for the banks at the moment, and I think there are reasons to expect the banks to be held to a high standard, given that they hold a great deal of trust in the community, or at least they should. But this is one case where I think that we should probably side with the bank rather than the consumer.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Doctor.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Matthew Beard, moral philosopher at the Ethics Centre.